South Dakota soybean farmers are building bridges with their customers by establishing relationships with the people who buy their soybeans. Recently, the Bainbridge family of Ethan hosted a delegation of swine producers from China who were on a 10-day study tour of the Midwest. The farm tour gave the Chinese group the opportunity to better understand production methods, as well as strengthen the relationship between Midwest soybean and pork producers and customers in China. Soybean farmer Matt Bainbridge explains, over half of South Dakota soybeans are exported, with about 30% of the state's total soybean crop going to China.
And a lot of our soybeans are shipped over to China, and these are the guys that are going to be feeding them to their livestock. So I think it's just important to have a relationship with them and kind of get to know our customers.
Bainbridge believes relationships are increasingly important in the export business, as buyers and sellers seek face-to-face meetings.
This is pretty important to all South Dakota soybean farmers because we do export so many of our soybeans, so to be able to have access to these different markets is incredibly important.
Less than a year ago, a delegation of South Dakota soybean growers traveled to China, where they toured processing plants which crush U.S. soybeans for poultry, fish, and swine farms across China. Bainbridge appreciated his education on Chinese business and believes the Chinese pork producers enjoyed their U.S. experience.
They were really interested in climbing up on the tractors and kind of seeing how big everything is and having a chance to go out in the field too and look at the plants as they were growing. I think that was really enjoyable for them.
The Chinese delegation was guided by staff with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, which is supported by Soybean Checkoff Investments. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council.